these people are the future of America. And it's not as easy as it used to be. I met a young woman, and here's what she said to me. Middle-class young woman from New York State in college. She said, my parents could afford a house. I can't. She had just gotten out of college. My parents could afford health care. I can't. My parents could afford a college education. I can't. What's happening in our society? And that is the problem. These are the kids. They're my children. My kids are 25 and 29. I'm a baby boomer. They're millennials. You know, the millennials are the children of the baby boomers. And they have it much tougher. And one of the reasons they have it so tough is to pay the crisis we have in paying for college. Now, these kids here are lucky. They're going to one of the best universities in the country. And they will graduate, most of them, with a lot of debt. But they will also, by and large, get very good-paying jobs that will help them pay the debt. But even so, it's much more of a struggle than it was in my day. These days, college is becoming almost a necessity, but it is priced like a luxury. And you see the statistics. College graduates earn hundreds of thousands of more in their lifetimes than non-college graduates. But the statistics go further than that. College graduates live an average of 5 or 6 years longer than non-college graduates. By the way, the young women here, your life expectancy could be, by the time you get to be 70, as 100, the average. The men were the weaker sex, so it's about 90, 95. But now it's close. We're getting over to the 80s. And here's another interesting one. College graduates are overall happier in their lives than non-college graduates. So college is so important. It's just so expensive. And so what we have done, many of my colleagues in the Senate and me, we have started a campaign to help make it easier to afford college because of the burdens people have. And it's called our In the Red campaign. The idea is higher education shouldn't put students in the red. And our goal over the next few years is to have people graduate debt-free. That's a little different than saying tuition should be free. Because you'll have to do some, you may have to work to help put yourself through college. You'll get some help from the college. You may have to pay some in, depending on your parents' income. But when you get out of college, you shouldn't have that burden of debt on your shoulders. And I'm sure most of the kids here would take that bargain in a minute. We also want to deal with you and those who have gotten out of college. They shouldn't pay these high interest rates on the loans. This is amazing. The federal government charges these wonderful young people, the future, our seed corn, the whole of America, 7, 8, 9% on their loans when they charge banks, when the Federal Reserve lends the money, 1 or 2%. How can that be? You even buy a car, you pay these days with interest rates low 4%. You buy a mortgage, it's 5%. But these young people, our future, are being charged 6, 7, 8%. How dare the federal government make a profit on the backs of these hardworking people?